Was geht's, Sasch? Four uninterrupted hours of clicky, 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 no thoughts in the brain. Thank you, modern technology, for making me your slave. Oh, I come willingly, master. Well, it's been about 2 hours since I last ate, so clearly, time for more chicken. Oh dear God. Hello? Oh, it is you. No, I wasn't expecting anybody else. I wasn't expecting anybody. Yes, come in. Just brace thine eyes for what thou is about to witness. Hello. No? No reaction whatsoever. Have you gone into shock? It's me, rotting girl. I got my period early and you were supposed to be away, but now you are not away, you are back and you are witnessing a rotting day. A day where I stash away all my beautiful dresses, don no makeup on my face, grease my hair with oils, wear my huge and ugly sweater, and essentially just rot. With my little games and my chicken, and that's it. There's fried chicken in this bed. I mean, it is in a bucket, but still. Eating in bed, gaming in bed, rotting in bed. I've collected all of the Infinity Stones to complete a rot day. I imagine it's quite a transformation. I feel unmasked. You can come closer. I don't know that you'll want to, but hello. You are not supposed to be here. You are supposed to be camping. I did the right thing coming back. It could be dangerous. It's bad weather. I'm not annoyed that you came back. I knew eventually with us living together you'd witness a rot day. I didn't know it was going to be today. I thought I had time to just, you know, and then you come home and I'd be like, hi. It would be all fine and dandy, but here we are. I am a greasy, chicken-eating, bed-rotting fiend. And I can't even pretend and say, no, this doesn't happen that often. It happens monthly. Sometimes more than monthly, because periods are fun like that. And they say, hey, I'm coming back for a double whammy. And we say, oh, 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 my poor uterus and breasts and intestines and brain and pretty much everything. So, yeah, this is the situation. What? Why are you smiling? You're making me nervous. Oh, don't be silly. Don't hug me. No, I like it when you hug me. I just don't want you to go, oh my God, you smell like a corpse. Yes, I do, slightly. Don't I? You don't have to lie to me, I have huge knickers. I can handle it. I'm armed and prepared. The big girl pants are adorned. I will hug you back, but you don't have to hug me when I'm gross. I won't be offended. Well, maybe I'd be slightly offended, but I'd understand. Oh, you are out of your gourd. Do not kiss this. Ah. No! Because you're trying to be all cute, and I am not. I'm a grouchy, greasy old man. Maybe. Well, I'm grouchy and old. Oh, I knew you were going to say that. I knew. You don't have to hide these things from me. I wasn't specifically intentionally hiding it. I was just not, you know, I was just organizing it so it coincided with you seeing your friends. And yes, I know, that's called manipulation, and it's, I don't know. The thing is, I can't even pretend I mostly did it for you. I mostly did it for me. Because it's scary having to say yes, this is part of who I am. Sometimes I just need to be feral in the bed. When I said I was an animal in bed, this is what I meant. Chicken gobbler. Game presser. Sunlight avoider. Snack hoarder, grease finder. Whatchamacallit. I can't explain it, just something about it really resets my brain. And it's not that I don't love pretty dresses and makeup and, you know, making an effort for myself. I do that for me. And most days I really like that, but some days it's just like, no. You must become monster in the bed. Must become trash man. I know. And you know what's really annoying? I know you accept this. Even before showing you, I was like, yep, they're gonna say that's fine. I get it. Still love you. So really, this was all just about my ego. I mean, like, oh no, we want you to see me as the pretty dresses and the makeup and the perfume and the, oh, she's so beautiful. Not, ooh, get back, foul beast. But now you've seen me in all my filth and there's no going back. I have just spent 4 hours playing Animal Crossing, consuming chicken legs, and just having a really nice time. That is who you're dating. That is who you're in love with. That is who you share a home with. I'm a greedy, greedy chicken goblin. I am not cute, I'm feral. I should be studied. And poked with a stick. Go on then. What should I be instead? should we snuggle now? Oh, you are gonna regret that. Because I normally smell so nice, and now I smell like grease and mental illness. Oh, you must be really in love with me because that is so... I know you see the chicken beast, and I know you still love me, and I'm just gonna have to get over that occasionally this is what happens. 90% princess, 10% chicken beast. Could be worse percentages. You like the sound of rot days. Are you trying to make me have an aneurysm? Why are you trying to make me fall more in love with you? I'm already down the hole. Every time I think we've reached the bottom, we go, hang on, how about this? And it's like, I've gone down another level. No, that is not a criticism. That is me just saying you're so cute. And I love you so much, and I'm so glad you came home. Please don't tell anybody about rot days. Aw, shut up. This is not cute. The thousandth time. It's as the Scottish would say, disgusting. But it is a necessary part in the cycle of being me. First, I have to be chicken monster, and then I can be pretty girl. There is not one without the other. I'm not a cute beastie, I'm a hungry beastie. Yes, there is more chicken. Do you wish to partake in the chicken? If baby wants chicken, baby can have chicken. I promise I'll have a shower before bed.
Stop sniffing me, you weirdo!
Mm-hmm.